Alrighty, y'all. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Now, this morning we're doing a weekly sorghum update. We're doing that with National Sorghum Producers Executive Vice President John Duff. And John, thanks for being back on the program this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Shannon.
Yeah, of course. And just to kind of kick things off here with working with national sorghum producers. Obviously, we're in the middle of a global health crisis with this COVID-19 outbreak. Has that affected the NSP's ability to conduct business?
It's really affected a lot of things in a lot of strange ways. We are more or less working from home. I'd say we have a couple of staff that have to come in and pay bills and keep a few other things moving that are coming in from time to time. But largely, we're staying home, and like many people, we're taking the opportunity to kind of refocus on what we're doing and really regroup for when this is over. So it's kind of affected kind of that workflow. But as far as our ability to really be effective on behalf of sorghum growers, I think that we're not missing a beat there.
Great. Yeah, and I think that seems to be the consensus across the board is it is business as usual. It's just doing it in a different way.
Absolutely. Quite a different way. A lot of folks getting used to video conference calls that had never really done that, and certainly more time on the phone than you're used to with people that you usually could just yell down the hall to. But a little bit of adjustment there, but again, probably not a bad thing to evaluate how we're doing some things. And if we need to go out to a meeting or a conference, or if maybe a call will work. So a good opportunity to evaluate those kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to look at it. It's just an opportunity to maybe improve how we are doing things once we are done with this. And talking about that, we're kind of getting into the swing of planting season for corn and that sort of thing. But talking about sorghum, we have the latest prospective plantings report from USDA. What did that show exactly for our sorghum producers?
So a pretty significant increase. We showed an increase of a little over 10%, 11% nationally, which is, I think, a really good indicator of some optimism tied to sorghum. Certainly, some pessimism in other crops that's driving that, but I think farmers feel pretty good about where they're at with sorghum. That 11% increase nationally included a significant acreage increase in Texas of 250,000 acres, which is a 16% increase. I think there's still room to go up in that. Obviously, that survey's taken from February 15th to March 15th, and there's a lot of things that have happened in the market since February 15th and even March 15th. So we have seen significant declines in prices for cotton and really all commodities. And so I think that there's a good opportunity for farmers that are looking for that low-cost option to try to mitigate risk in a really, really uncertain year. So I think there's still some room to grow in that number, and that says nothing of export market opportunities that are here and we expect to continue over the next few months.
Yeah, sorghum really has taken off, especially when we look at the Texas High Plains. And you mentioned the word optimism. There's a lot of optimism in the market despite what's going on globally. What are some of those things that are maybe leading to producers switching to sorghum?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Phase One trade deal, of course, went into effect in mid-February, and since then we have had two weeks of those, 7 or so since the Phase One deal went into effect, that have been in the top 15 of all time when it comes to export weekly export sales. And the report right after the Phase One deal went into effect was actually in the top 5. So we have seen significant export demand, more significant than we've seen really in 2.5 years from China and a couple others as well. And so those acreage increases, or those demand increases, those purchases are driving optimism, they're driving basis, they're driving good pricing opportunities for farmers in the field. Despite everything that's going on, there's opportunities there in sorghum for farmers, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, talking about those trade deals, especially that phase one agreement with China, the phrase that I keep hearing over and over again is that we in 2020 need to watch the implementation of that and really make sure that China is pulling through on what they said they would export from us in terms of agricultural products. Do you feel at this point that China is on track to fulfill that for sorghum?
Well, it's hard to say. It's hard to say whether, with everything that's going on with COVID-19 here and abroad, if there is a really good way to measure that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a question, you know, is it they could be on track to meet a slightly modified. So it's just, I think, a question right now what all that looks like. Can't really speak to that officially, but I'd say that. We're really, really optimistic and happy overall with the way the purchase has gone so far. How that shakes out, how it looks in 2 years, how that stacks up with the requirements, who really knows right now. But today, China's buying a lot of sorghum. And the last few weeks, they bought a lot of sorghum. And it has had real impact on price in the country, and that's a good thing. So we're very happy so far with how we're going in the phase one deal.
Yeah, perfect. I know I ask you to be a fortune teller from time to time and can't always get the answers, but I appreciate you trying your best to give me one with that. Looking at the market, I know you had mentioned that sorghum is favorable for farmers at the moment. Obviously, commodity prices have been up and down with COVID-19. What are we seeing with price of sorghum at the moment?
Yeah, so obviously the corn market decline of the past couple of weeks has done a number on the flat price farmers received for sorghum. But from a basis perspective, there are certain areas of the country where we've made some, if not all, of that back up. Unfortunately, we're not really seeing those huge gains in the Panhandle and on the South Plains yet because export markets, they take time to pull into the country, right? You've got train loaders and you've got places that can hit the Gulf with a truck and that will start to feel that first. As those purchases increase, though, those basis gains will make their way into the country. And we're optimistic that sometime over the next couple weeks, months, that we start to see those basis improvements trickle their way down into the Panhandle and South Plains. Again, hard to say how much that is or the exact timeline there, but if things hold and China continues to purchase the way they've been purchasing, we're going to need a lot of sorghum. And the only way you get a lot of sorghum is you price it higher. So really optimistic about how that looks over the next couple of months.
All right, great. Yeah, you know, any positive news right now is a good thing. And we'll just hold on to that hope until we get further into the year. You know, John, that's really all my questions. Did you have anything else you wanted to add today?
No, I'd just say thanks for having us on, as always, and thanks for what you do and carrying the message. It's a tough and scary time out there, but our CEO, Tim Lust, was on AgriPulse a couple of days ago, and his statement was fear is a liar, and there is no reason to be fearful. We need not walk in fear during this. It's a time to be cautious, and it's a time to prioritize. But it's not a time to be scared. And largely farmers are not scared. They're going out there and they're doing what they do. And I just want to personally, on behalf of Team Sorghum, thank all the farmers out there for doing what they're doing. It's a tough time, but they'll keep going and they'll keep feeding the world. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Always a good thing. John Duff, thanks again for visiting with us.
Thanks for having us on, as always.
Again, that is John Duff. He is the National Sorghum Producers Executive Vice President. That is going to wrap up our show this morning. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm finally starting to get into the swing of things, and you'll be hearing more new interviews as we head into our new normal around this coronavirus pandemic. I really appreciate all y'all sticking it out with me. You know, it hasn't been easy trying to get the news and stagger my shifts here at the station. But as John mentioned there, fear is a lie, and we are all walking through this together, and we will come out on the other side. Again, this is going to wrap up our Ag Show this morning. Please go out there and make it a great day. And I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.